You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thank you once again for joining us here for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. And I know why you've joined me, friend. Because you want to hear a word from God today, and I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed because we're in His Word. I know the secret. I share it with you. The secret is the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. We're in the Word of God. We let God speak on this program, and we know where He speaks 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is in the Bible, in our Bibles, in the Word of God. We know He's speaking. We're looking here in Revelation chapter 1. Right before we get into that, again, I just want to remind everyone how to follow along with this ministry. I encourage you to do that, friends. We'll be all the rest of this year in this book. There is no more relevant message I can give you today than to be going through the book of Revelation, verse by verse, to be going through with a literal understanding whenever possible. This book is easy to understand. We're taking it at face value. If something is a symbol, God will give us the answer, as we're about to see here with this mystery of the lampstands and the stars that are in His hand. When we don't understand it, He tells us what it means. He's going to do that during this book as well. Chapter 17, He's going to do the same thing when we don't understand things. When John sees a multitude more than he could understand, an angel came and gave him the understanding. This book is easy for us to understand, especially right here in these first three chapters where we're looking at the doctrine of Revelation, as I like to call it. This book is chock full of teaching on who Jesus is and on the Christian faith. Now, as we see here in chapter 1, verse 9, tells us a lot about the Christian faith. John says, I, John, your brother and partaker in tribulation. This is where we left off in yesterday's program, a partaker in tribulation. Now, maybe you say to yourself, well, my pastor said we'll never endure any tribulation. Friend, if your pastor tells you that, your pastor is flat out wrong. Because the Bible says, sorry, Andy Stanley, but the Bible says in John chapter 16, verse 33, in red letters, it says, in this world you will have tribulation. Write it down. Take it to the bank. Let me clue you in on a little mystery or secret. Christians for 2,000 years have been enduring tribulation and wrath. But you and I face the wrath of Satan different than the wrath of God. The wrath of Satan is what feeds Christians to the lions. The wrath of Satan has always been up against God's people. From Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the burning fiery furnace, to Daniel thrown in the lion's den, to Christians persecuted. If you look around today, they have brought back a form of execution from 2,000 years ago. You know what that is? It's crucifixion. The Muslims are crucifying Christians. In Syria and Iraq And as much as today's media doesn't want you to know that, I'm here to tell you today, friends, Christians are being crucified in these other countries. You and I have got it made in the United States. We don't even know. We can't scratch the surface on tribulation as compared to what our brothers and sisters are in these other countries. They're being crucified today on account of the name of Jesus Christ. John is showing us it's always been this way. Your brother and partaker in the tribulation, and he's a partaker in the kingdom and a partaker in endurance. We looked at that last week, yesterday as well, endurance. We're not done, though, on a partaker of tribulation. Let's talk a little bit more about that, a partaker in tribulation. You know, there's a big difference between the wrath of Satan and the wrath of God. As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, that God has not appointed us to wrath, but to the obtaining of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God hasn't called us to wrath. He's called us to salvation. But in the meantime, we're always enduring the wrath of Satan. This is why Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. We have to endure that. And the way to endure that is what I was teaching yesterday. The way to endure that today, the way to endure that tomorrow is to persevere and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God today. If you find yourself in the middle of some terrible fight or struggle today or some kind of various trials, like James says, he says, count it all joy when you encounter or fall into various trials. And he says, knowing that. In other words, meaning it's not just for nothing. God's got a purpose. God's still on the throne, you know. He's got a purpose in all this. He still has your back. We need to endure under these trials that we're under. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces, like a chemical, you know, like H2O. If you take H, H is hydrogen. One part of hydrogen by itself does nothing. If you go to Saturn and try to breathe it, it'll kill you. But when you take two parts of that, add one part oxygen, you've got yourself a glass of water. It's the same thing here, and that is various trials. When you add together by osmosis persecution or trials, better yet, trials in your life, when you add together by osmosis, like a good chemist, trials in your life and abiding under the hand of God, which is what hupomeno means, to abide under, when you add those two together, a spiritual chemical is produced in you that enables you to do what David did. When David went up to Goliath and said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? That came about through persevering under trial. When you read earlier on in that, I think it's 1 Samuel chapter 17, David, it said, he ran into a lion and a bear and he killed both of them. Now, right after that was when he ran into this guy. But God had already delivered him from a trial in the past. By the time he ran into this guy, he was 2 inches small to him because he remembered God had come through in his life. Same thing with you. This is why James says, count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith, my friend, produces endurance. If you find yourself under a trial today, again, let me encourage you. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, Peter wrote. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Now back to our text here, John. I, John, this is Revelation 1:9, your brother and partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Christ. He partakes with us of those three things. He partakes of tribulation with us. He is a partaker of the kingdom. That's our brother in Christ, the Apostle John, and all the other saints that have moved on. And he's a partaker with us of endurance, him as well as all of us have had to endure. Satan's wrath that's aimed at us. I, John, your brother and partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and endurance in Christ Jesus, I came to be on the island that is called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Look at that. Now, first off, Patmos was a little island off of Greece, and it was a penal colony. It was where they sent criminals. Now, look at why this man was sent to this island. He was sent to the island of Patmos on account of two things. Number one, the word of God. Number two, the testimony of Jesus Christ. You know, my, oh my, isn't that something? It appears to me, with my walnut brain, that 2,000 years ago, the world was intolerant of two things. Number one, they were intolerant of the word of God. Number two, they were intolerant of Jesus Christ. Almost eerie to think of it, isn't it? I, John, your brother, I found myself on the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Same as it was 2,000 years ago was how it is now. Look around you today. Look at how intolerant the world is of those two things. Intolerant of the Bible. Intolerant of the word of God. And the intolerance of all intolerances is the name of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus Christ. How about I am the way, the truth, and the life? No man comes to the Father but by me. How about there is salvation under no other? There is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved. How intolerant is the world of that? Same as it was with the Apostle John is the same as it is with you and I today. Boy, oh boy, this world is intolerant of God, and this world is intolerant of Jesus Christ. But let me remind you of this, and then we're going to close off here today, and that is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, which says this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies." He says, we wrestle not. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, meaning all of this fight that we get, all of this fight that you and I endure, the people that are intolerant of Jesus, the people that are intolerant of the word of God, let me remind you of this truth, to look behind the mask, to uncover and unveil the true enemy. The true enemy is the devil himself. Paul said, we wrestle not. It's not the person that you're fighting with. You got to peel the layers to find out who your real enemy is. And your enemy is the devil himself. The real enemy is the devil himself. He is the one intolerant of Jesus Christ and intolerant of the word of God. We'll be back again soon here with a new program on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.